Our gospel reading is an unsettling teaching in which Jesus speaks about fire, baptism, and divisions caused by faith. In the previous passage to this one from last week, Jesus cautions his disciples that much will be required of the person who has been entrusted with much. And this is a follow-up on that. Jesus tells us that when a disciple carries out the will of the Father, it will lead to a all-encompassing commitment to life, to being a disciple. This kind of commitment may bring harmony between the disciple and our Lord, but on the other hand, it sometimes causes division with others. Sometimes, you know, in families, one person seems to be more religious than the other, things like that, I guess we could say. But I just want to concentrate on that second sentence when Jesus says that he has come to set the earth on fire. Set the earth on fire. What does he mean? Well, fire is a symbol that has various meanings. One image of fire refers to the experience of judgment that burns and punishes the sinner. We find that in St. Matthew and Mark's Gospels, talking about the fires of hell or Gehenna. And in St. Luke, he talks about the fire of judgment. Even Jesus' disciples wanted to call down such fire on the Samaritan town for rejecting them as they were making their way towards Jerusalem, we read in St. Luke's Gospel. And in the Old Testament, Elijah throws fire from the Lord against the prophets of the pagan god Baal and the soldiers of King Ahaziah. So that's a primary symbol there of referring to the experience of judgment that burns and punishes. Fire is also an image of purification, as in the refinement of gold and silver. These precious metals are described as being tested in both Old and New Testaments. And they signify that such a purification allows a disciple to follow the Lord with readiness and freedom. That's the symbolic thing at work here. And then fire is also a symbol of faith. Fire is a symbol of faith in both Old and New Testaments. Jeremiah says that the word of God was like a fire in his bones. St. Paul writes to Timothy and instructs him to deepen his commitment of faith with these words. He says, "Stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands." And in the Acts of the Apostles, obviously, we know faith is symbolized as fire as well. In the final image of the Holy Spirit and the connection to fire is this. It's important because John the Baptist announces that someone mightier than he, that is Jesus, would baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus says that he has come to set the earth on fire, he's drawing upon all of these images. He came to destroy the power of evil. Jesus came to purify us of our weaknesses and our attachment to sin. Jesus came to sanctify us with the Holy Spirit, and he awakens us to the gift of faith through loving obedience to his word. And it doesn't get more powerful than that when we're talking about fire and the Holy Spirit and being disciples of Jesus. No wonder Jesus wishes that that fire were already ablaze. Well, you know, it's often said that faith is caught more than taught. Like the little play on words there. Faith is caught more than taught. And what does that really mean? Well, that means that we catch the faith from those around us. And you see, that's very true, probably with some of you or many of you here, that you perhaps weren't Catholic, but you met this beautiful young lady or handsome young man and you got married and you wanted to become Catholic eventually. Or maybe when you got married, your spouse brought you back to practicing your faith. you know, things like that. One of the first married deacons that was ordained in our diocese was a man. He ran a neighborhood center in on Superior Avenue. That was my place to visit when I was at St. Mary's Seminary. He was a Baptist. He worked for UPS. He noticed one of the guys at UPS that he would take his lunch hour somewhere else. He'd disappear, come back about a half hour later. So he finally had enough courage to say, where are you going every day for half an hour? And he says, well, I'm going to church. I go to Mass every day. He says, what's Mass? Well, that was the start of him becoming Catholic and being ordained a deacon in our church. Because faith is more caught than taught. As I said, it's because we catch it from those around us who are already ablaze for the Lord and whose hearts burn with love for Him. And the powerfulness of all of that comes to us.